Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Iowa Specialty Hospitals, the Webster City Clinic. And with us on the line is the new head football coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys, Coach Caleb Vogel. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you are brand new as of this year. Give us a little bit more about yourself, kind of your background, and what led you here to Clarion Goldfield Dallas.
Yeah, I originally come from Marion, Iowa. I coached at my high school for 4 years, and then I moved here in 2017, took on a role as a volunteer coach here at Clarion, and then I was a paid coach there or in Clarion the year after, and then since then I've been on staff, so this would be my fourth year on staff here, but first year as head coach.
So you've seen the growth of this Clarion Goldfield Dallas program over the last couple of years. Going into this season, you guys lose a big group of seniors from last year that were productive on the field, especially offensively. What do you got to do? Who are some guys that are that have really stepped up to replace those seniors?
Yeah, you know, we lost a good group of seniors last year. I think we had 15, so we had a lot of shoes to fill, but there's plenty of guys on the team now. There are juniors and seniors that will be able to fill that void. Just a couple names that I'm thinking of. Garrett Seba, who played for us last year at DN, but we moved him to linebacker and fullback. He is a senior. Ethan Traub, Preston Gardner are battling at the quarterback spot. They're both juniors. They played for us last year. You have Nevin Foss, who is a junior, played quite a bit for us at the Mike position last year and running back. Cale Kirstein will share reps with him. He will also be playing the halfback position and playing corner. You got like Cody Olson, Jackson Carpenter, Landon Olson, who will be seniors that played significant roles for us last year that will also be keys to our offense and defense this year. With a number of other young talent that we have will play vital roles for us as we go out or we go throughout the season.
Taking a look at your Class 2A district, it's actually one of the more tougher districts in Class 2A. You have a preseason ranked team in Southeast Valley. You've got a Spirit Lake program that is historically, at least over the past decade or so, been a very solid program. You have the defending Class 1A state champions, OABCIG. How have you preached to your guys to be prepared for the trials and tribulations of your guys' district?
Yeah, I mean, we were dealt with a tough district this year. That's the way it goes, you know. I mean, we can't, take that for granted. We know what we're going into. I keep telling my players each and every single week, every day, you know, we need to be 1-0. That should be our focus every day. That should be our goal for that week. We should not look ahead to the next week, the week prior, 3 weeks down the road. It should be the here and now, and not to tomorrow's. If we can get better that day, then we will continue to grow as a team and as a program and be a great football team.
You guys do open up with a pretty emotional game with county rival Eagle Grove on Friday. How are your boys getting ready for that game?
It's a rival. Last year, we faced off against them, and we kind of, the score will tell itself, what it was. I'm sure people know I don't want to go back to last year, but that doesn't mean that it's going to happen this year. I keep telling my athletes that, hey, just because we're playing Eagle Grove doesn't mean anything can happen. We got to train and practice hard each and every day and not take them lightly. We cannot go into this week thinking that we're going to go in there and stomp them because, anything can happen. I mean, they want this game just as badly as we do. So, you got to go in there, do your thing, do whatever it takes to win the game, trust the process, and we'll be all right.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this Friday against Eagle Grove.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
That was the head coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys, Caleb Vogel, here on Coach Speak, brought to you by Iowa Specialty Hospital, the Webster City Clinic, and we'll be right back after this on 95.7 KQWC.